The Chinese economy is, of course, much smaller than the United States. With a smaller motor, the world economy is likely to move forward at a slower pace. But within these limits, a tectonic shift is taking place between the United States and China, with third parties reorienting themselves to the source of positive impulses. The shift may not be permanent or irreversible, but at the present moment, it constitutes the most predictable and significant trend in the global political economy. And China is pulling its trading partners like Brazil and some African and Asian countries along with it. India is also doing well based on domestic growth. The success of Chinese economic policy can't be taken for granted. The infrastructure investment in the Chinese hinterland may or may not generate self-sustaining economic growth. Under the Chinese system, the return on new investments is generally very low because investment decisions are dictated by political rather than commercial considerations. On the previous two occasions, the relaxation of bank credit has produced a spate of bad loans.